go back to this one. And then by New Year's, everything goes to pot. There's all kinds of holes. What appears to be a hard, good surface ice certainly rots out from underneath. And you get errors down here. You can get, this spot, but further up, you get overflow as you, and you get sucked down in your trail. But you get all these areas here, which are fun, you know, for otter and mink activity and whatnot. But there are all these little holes, and early on they might be fairly difficult to detect depending on light conditions and whatnot. But these are really, here could be potentially really dangerous.
Is that Cross Valley there? We're looking north in this picture?
Yeah, we're looking sort of northwest.
Talking about those cross, that percolation through the bar, not part of riding that.
Yeah, actually here, Sam Charlie comes out with a nose going over to the table here and around, and it's a portrait from here onto.
Is it important in terms of
that? Well, I don't know. Maybe it is important. I don't know.
Why don't you draw it?
Okay, but I don't want to spend much time.
Well, no. I think this is really interesting. In that one thing, the whole Tenenbaum wetlands are a groundwater upwelling area. It's a place where groundwater is coming upwards. We also know that the Tanana River goes through recession, you know, starting as soon as the glaciers start freezing up. If the groundwater flux is going to stay fairly constant, or if the river flow is cutting off, then you could start getting more warmer water in, so then you could get more holes appearing later in the winter. I'm surprised to hear that, but that makes sense when you think about it.
And the water freezes up upstream, the more this is going to happen.
You'd see the main channel of the Tanana River be frozen over good, where there'd be jumbled ice, but you get back in those sloughs like he was talking about, and you run into that problem right there on sloughs, both on the south side, and especially on Sam Charlie, because I know exactly what he's talking about. It's easy to go through there, it's just solid, and then you go later on, you pockmark holes and all over the place, and you can go on, and it just drops right off.
I don't know whether Larry could tell us where it's supposed to. I got to have an opinion as to, but that's just, you know, this is the general gravity. Well, the elevational grade is this way,
right?
But this actually pinches down a little bit more. It's more of the nose, you know, all kinds of animal movements across here. But the idea that there might be water moving all the way through there. What's interesting is that the top end here is really solid. As you get around here, there are springs here, but they're not too bad. Not too bad. Once you get here, down to here, it is very bad. And it extends not just along the bank here, but also in the middle, there's this big area, some poor light. I didn't get a nice picture of this here. That's why no one goes in there, and that's why I go in there. But anyway, it's really interesting. And then towards the end of the mouth, cars are rough, no problem. And once you get off the Tanana, it's interesting. I don't know what sort of groundwater movement and how these, you know, what the source of these springs are and how they are oriented, or you know, made of that. And these
just draw an arrow in the direction of the flow, of course.
Okay, there's the Tanana. What's the name? That's the Sam Charlie Island. So the Tanana comes out. Oh, that's why I move an arrow in here.
So you have the main channel of the Tanana is out here.
Yeah, and there are a couple actually doing access sloughs here. A
couple of sloughs going in there.
Yeah.
I think what you're talking about was the water flow going in a certain direction through there.
Yeah.
And I think it would be going down and it would be coming up because just like you said, right in that whole area, we always kind of, you can use it during the early fall, late fall, and that's, but right there it's all
by New Year's, it's all that.
Yeah, and normally what everybody does go is way around the other side, you know,
around the south. The main trail never goes, the main trail always goes around.
Do you know, are there any houses just to the east of there? Are there any?
Down here are the Davis homestead here, about a mile down there.
Is anybody who lives closer that has any wells? Any deep?
No.
So what are you speculating?
Oh, it'd be interesting. You could really quantify that if you could get the groundwater chemistry and then get the river chemistry. You could separate it and you could quantify how much of each is in there. So
I don't know Larry could tell us where it's supposed. I got to have an opinion as to, but that's just, you know, this is the general gravitational, well, the elevational gradient this way.
Right.
But this actually pinches down a little bit more. It's more of a little bit of a nose. You know, all kinds of animal movements across here. But the idea that there might be water moving all the way through there. What's interesting is that the top end here is really solid. As you get around here, there are springs here, but they're not too bad. Not too bad. Once you get here, down to here, it is very bad. And it extends not just along the bank here, but also in the middle, there was big areas, some poor light. I didn't get the nice picture of it this year. That's why no one goes in there. That's why I go in there. But anyway, it's really interesting. And then towards the end of the mouth, cars are up, no problem. And once you get north of the town, I can finish. But it's interesting. I don't know what sort of groundwater movement and how these, you know, what the source of these springs are and how they are oriented or, you know, in that. And these
just draw an arrow in the direction of the flow, of course.
Okay, there's the tenon. What's the mouth? That's the same turn of arrow. So the tenon come down. Oh, that's why a little arrow here.
So you have the main channel of the tenon is out here.
Yeah, and there are a couple actually doing access to the service.
Couple of sluices going in there.
Yeah.
I think what you're talking about was water flow going in a certain direction through there.
Yeah.
And I think that it would be going down, it would be coming up, because just like you said, right in that whole area, we always kind of, you can use it during this early fall, late fall, and that. But right there, it's all
by New Year's, it's all down the top.
Yeah. And normally, what everybody does go is way around the other side,
around the south. The main trail never goes. The main trail always goes around.
Do you know any houses just to the east of there? Are there any
down here? Are the Davis homestead here, about a mile down there?
Does anybody live closer that has any wells, any deep?
No.
So what are you speculating?
It'd be interesting. You could really quantify that if you could get the groundwater chemistry and then get the river chemistry. You could separate it and you could quantify how much beach is in there, and so you can see how it's changing over time.
Yeah, let's do that.